stuffing brand. Add fine body and flavor to that big Thanksgiving turkey with this firm loaf, specially designed for poultry stuffing. Just 21 cents for the pound and a half loaf size at your neighborhood A&P. WCBS AM and FM New York.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, this is Bing Crosby. We're going to open tonight's program with a salute to Pierre Como. Papa loves Mambo. This is a song that Harry has really made famous.
Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Well, look at him sway with it. Getting so gay with it. Shouting ole with it. Wow. Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Papa does great with it, wings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes pro, he goes fast, he goes slow, he goes left, he goes right. Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Heavenly fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Now don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight.
Thank you, buddy and boys. You know, I've been thinking about an idea in connection with college football, which some of the people I told it to thought worthy of some further development, notably Vince Flaherty of the Los Angeles Examiner. At the outset, I want to make it clear to everybody that anything I'm going to say shouldn't be interpreted as a dig against college football, because I love the game, and I love the players, and I love the way they play. I love the great men it makes out of them. But it seems to me that over a period of years, collegiate football has been singularly remiss in their obligation to perform occasionally for worthwhile charities and civic projects. As yet, there may have been some instances, but I know of no game of any size or consequence for charity that has been played on a collegiate football field, with the net proceeds being devoted to charity. There is an exception, of course, if you can call it an exception. That's the annual East-West Shrine Game up in San Francisco with the Shrine Hospital there. That's a very wonderful thing. But it's played by all-star teams, and the colleges have no hand in the matter whatsoever. You know, if you come to think about it, over the years it's been my experience, or my observation anyhow, that actors and singers, and musicians, and sports figures, celebrities of all kinds, they have habitually given freely and generously of their time and their efforts and appearances for charity, but not college football. You know, almost regularly every year there are two outstanding teams in the nation, and they never have been brought together. least not to my knowledge. And it seems from what I've heard and read and talking to players and coaches at the Plum that the players and the coaches and the alumni seek more eagerly than any other is that at the end of the season they be judged the number one team in the nation. This is really an outstanding distinction, and they all crave it avidly. Now, a game like the one I'm going to tell you about could answer the question, and at the same time, it could raise a prodigious amount of money. Really, a great big hunk of loot. For instance, this year there's two teams which seem to be standouts. University of California at Los Angeles, that's UCLA, and Oklahoma. Now, I'm confident that if a game between these two colleges could be arranged in the Los Angeles Coliseum, it would net upwards of $500,000. Oh, it'd be enough money to build a wing on a hospital, or... Well, it could do an awful lot of good in a variety of ways. And at the same time, it would provide a great contest for football fans, something that they're all screaming for. Now, there's a further facet to this plan of mine that I think I ought to tell you about, and this is the most important point of all. As you probably have heard and read, there's a great need for funds to send our Olympic team to Australia for the 1956 Olympic Games. Really, this situation is dire. It's really an emergency. Those of you, of course, who read the sports pages or the sports magazines, in fact, there was a big article about it not too long ago in Sports Illustrated. Why, you know how intensely the Russians are preparing for these games. They have a fierce desire to give us a real good clobbering down in Melbourne. They want to make us look bad. They want to make our way of life seem decadent and our athletes second rate. They want to set up our civilization and try to expose it as soft, and they want to establish theirs as the right kind of a civilization. Well, obviously, this is something we can't allow to happen. We've got to send down the best trained and the best equipped teams that we've ever sent to the Olympic Games. The athletes that make up the team, they must be made to realize that the whole nation is behind them, and this is expensive. It takes an awful lot of money. Nobody seems to know where it's going to come from. Well, I think it could come from such a football contest as the one that I have proposed and the one that I just described. I think it could be an annual thing. It doesn't matter whether the conference prohibitions are against such a contest or what precedent exists. Conference officials and conference heads should eschew all these objections, and they should be in favor of such a great project. I know the players would be eager to participate, and I know the fans would love it. And I know it would be of inestimable value in pinpointing this emergency which exists. I don't know where it'll go from here, this plan of mine, but I certainly hope to keep banging away at it until something happens. I can't really see any worthwhile objections to it happening.
Are we segue to your song? I need you now.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone. I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how if I ever needed you. I need night goes by, when I don't have my cry, I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how if I ever needed you. I need you now.
Well, now I believe we have time for another song. I think we have here. This is one called Anyone Can Fall in Love.
Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch the stars. Beggars can be choosers. Winners or the losers. Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes, 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone can fall in love.
That's it for now. Shall we meet again? Same time, same place, tomorrow night? Good night. Thanks very much.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night to Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole and his group, transcribed from Hollywood. Enjoy CBS Radio's Arthur Godfrey Time every weekday over most of these stations. There's music, fun, and the easygoing warmth and humor of a favorite personality, Arthur Godfrey. You're invited to Art Linkletter's house party every weekday on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Grand Union has the lowest...